Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
The city council is considering whether to put a measure on the ballot.
I'm very concerned about our budget.
It's Wednesday, the morning we talk with Michigan Radio's political analyst Jack Lessenberry about what's going on in state politics. Jack, challenges to same-sex marriage in Michigan, Ohio, Kentucky, and Tennessee will be heard in early August. Fill us in on the latest.
It's sort of unusual that, of course, all over the nation, a number of states have had their same-sex marriage bans overturned, and the U.S. Court of Appeals is going to hear four of them, sort of back-to-back oral arguments in four of them. What's also sort of interesting about this is that a group of 20 Republicans are among other groups who filed amicus briefs, not this time opposing same-sex marriage, but supporting it. Most notably, Speaker of the House Rick Johnson, who has completely changed his mind on this issue. So as I'm going to talk about this more at 1:30 today, such groups are really doing it more to take a stand rather than to affect the court, but it'll be very interesting to see how this plays out.
Lawmakers left Lansing for their summer break without voting on funding for roads. What happens now? Do you think a vote could happen in a special session this summer, or are we going to have to wait until fall for this debate to resume?
There's certainly a lot of pressure on them to do that. There's less pressure than there might have been 20 years ago because of the extreme gerrymandering of districts. Part of the problem is that some Republicans have a challenge from Tea Party or further right Republicans in the primary who'd be less inclined to spend money on anything. But those in swing districts do fear the wrath of voters who want them to fix the roads. Democrats can and probably will, if nothing happens, make the argument that Rick Snyder is so ineffectual he couldn't even get his own party to fix the roads. So there's going to be some pressure for that. My guess is that they will come back, and if they do come back, they'll only come back if leadership thinks they can accomplish something. But it'll be interesting to see what the timing of all this is. My guess is that it might be after the August primary, but we'll just have to wait and see.
Lansing Democrats want to bring the issue of the abortion rider back up for discussion. Fill us in on what's happening here.
Well, again, this was, of course, the case where the Michigan legislature amended the law so that if you want to have abortion coverage, you have to buy a special rider on insurance plans, which a lot of women and Democrats in general thought was sort of outrageous. There is little or probably no chance the legislature would overturn this, but by bringing this up for discussion, it sort of focuses attention on the issue. What Democrats are trying to do, I'm not saying they're insincere about this issue, they're not, but what they're trying to do is get women and their voters, but women especially, energized to show up at the polls this year and vote against Republicans, and some Republicans are a little worried that just might happen.
And finally, John Covington, the chancellor of the controversial Education Achievement Authority, resigned this week. He says he needs to care for his ailing mother, but there's a little more to this situation. What's going on?
Well, whether they admit it or not, he got fired, and he was very controversial, and he spent vast amounts of money on travel and on a chauffeured limousine for himself, and so no one is sorry to see him go. What's interesting and new is that there's a woman named Veronica Conforme, I believe it's pronounced, who has been sort of the an advisor, well thought of, is now leading the Educational Achievement Authority as its interim person. Most people seem to like her. There's some eyebrows drawn. The Covington's salary was $325,000 a year. Some people thought that was high. The question is whether will they leave her in place as the permanent rather than the interim. And as we know, Governor Snyder is trying to get the legislature to expand the EAA from Detroit to statewide. And a lot of people are saying, well, they don't have the bugs worked out of it yet.
All right, Jack. Thanks a lot.
Always a pleasure.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's political analyst.